Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Sunday, so good to me.
All right. That beautiful singing voice gets us started every week. As we turn to week 9 in the NFL, last week, Fleegs and I were both 3-2. We got the locals right, and we got all three games exactly the same. All three of our wins were exactly the same. We got both locals in Baltimore, and that was the game I was furious that I had it at -6, or whatever it was, 6.5 even. And then we both lost our other two picks. So where do we stand? Last time I checked, I think you were last week you were two games better than me, or two games over, and I was one game under. So I think you're now three games over, and I'm even. Is that where we are?
Look at you with the perfect math.
How about that?
I am 22-18. You are 20-20.
20-20. All right.
No losing records.
No losing records. All right. So here we are, week number 9. We typically do, well, we always do 5 games. Usually it's the 2 locals and 3 others, but since the Jets have the week off, we will do 4 other games. So, Fleegs, let's get us started. Where are you going?
I'm going to probably a mistake because I'm kind of riding a theme of last week with the favorites, and my 2 losses last week were with underdogs, or one of them was, and you had 2 with underdogs when the favorites kind of swept the board outside of the Jets and maybe one other. Game number 1. Give me the Lions -8.5 against the Vikings. The Lions are just one of those teams. I bet them a couple weeks ago against the Bucks at home, and the Bucks are a very good team. And the Lions just, they like to blow teams out. You know, sure. This is not one of those teams that plays with their food. Sometimes it just feels easy to pick them, and I know the Vikings have been a good team in the past. I'm not impressed at all by this year's Vikings team. The defense and Brian Flores is, like a lot of defenses year to year, taking a step back. And the quarterback position is a mess. I don't care if they're getting J.J. McCarthy back. We have not seen J.J. McCarthy do anything in the NFL outside of that one freak quarter in week 1 against a bad Chicago Bears defense. So I get the Lions at home again, what they do on that track offensively. Why not another 41-24 victory for the Lions laying 8.5? Game number 2. This is more even of the big spreads. This is which team am I fading? The Titans covered week 1 barely against the Broncos. Then they had that fluky, freaky comeback win that the Cardinals really just gave that game away. I mean, the coaching staff, everybody should be embarrassed. They're getting blown out every week. Yep. Home, road, it does not matter. They are not a competitive football team right now. You know, think about the worst game we've seen from the Jets, and then just imagine they did that every week. That's what the Titans are right now. They're already on the interim head coach. It's a guy in Mike McCoy who we know is not a very good NFL head coach. So I don't love betting a big road favorite, but because this is under 10, I'll lay the points with the Chargers -9.5. Game number 3, going to go to Monday night here. The Cowboys -2.5. Kyler Murray probably coming back for the Cardinals, but we don't know that for sure. I had the Cowboys last week. I don't know if it was in this pool or another one, and to take a chance. Listen, we know how horrible they were in Denver, but the Cowboys are a much better team when they're at home, and they're at home on Monday night. When they're playing in Jerry World on that field, The offense clicks. The defense isn't very good, but the Cardinals' offense isn't that good. And that's even if Kyler plays. And if he does with the foot sprain, first game back, you know, is he really 100%? So I like the Cowboys in this spot. Like, this is a team that still, in theory, is competing for a playoff spot. And I would expect Dak and that offense to really get things going now that they're back at home. That's almost a team all year. You bet them when they're at home, and you fade them when they're on the road. And then the last game, because we agreed to bet the biggest game of the week, the last few times in this regular season matchup, I've taken the Bills. And if you had asked me 2-3 weeks ago, who are you going to be picking, Chiefs-Bills week 9, I would have thought, yeah, probably the Buffalo Bills, unless it's a crazy big number. The Bills are a 1.5 underdog at home, based on the last few years. They should be the pick, but they are not.
Yep.
This Kansas City Chiefs team, they were in the Super Bowl, you know, 8.5 months ago. They're significantly better than they were last year. They're not just better than they were last year. They are multiple strides ahead of where they were last year. Now that this offense has all of its pieces back, everybody's clicking. I mean, if the offensive line starts to really get healthy and playing together, forget it. I think you have a team on a mission. I think you have a Patrick Mahomes that's kind of focused on reminding everybody, hey, I'm the best quarterback in this league, therefore I'm the best and most important player in this league, and just having one of those kind of revenge tour sort of seasons. And I think that continues in Buffalo. Even though the Chiefs have struggled against them in the regular season, we know what they do against Buffalo when the game really matters. And because the Chiefs are still chasing the division, and maybe they want the one seed in the AFC, if they can chase down the Colts, they play them coming up soon. This is a game that matters to them.
Absolutely.
I'm not all that impressed by the Bills bouncing back and beating Carolina last week. The Panthers stink. That Falcons game was really concerning, and I just don't see a lot of weaknesses on this Chiefs team right now. The Bills don't have many, but one or two. That's more than the Chiefs have, so give me Kansas City. And then locally, I like the Giants plus the 2.5. You talked about it a lot. I think the Giants have a quarterback advantage in this game, assuming Mac Jones does play for the 49ers. The Niners defense last week on the road against the Texans offense with no wide receivers, Nico Collins was out, no running game to speak of whatsoever for the Texans. And the Texans were dominating that game. Scott Hansen was joking about it on Red Zone, the time of possession. The Niners couldn't get off the field. Robert Saleh is a great defensive coach. You can only do so much when you don't have the players. And right now, I don't think the Niners have the players. If the Giants can just do a little bit to contain Christian McCaffrey, this Niners offense, the passing attack, is nothing special. They have Kittle back, but they're thin at wide receiver. Not as thin as the Giants, but not that far ahead of them. So, yeah, I think this is a winnable game for the Giants. They should win this outright, and I hope for Brian Dable's sake that he does win this outright. So give me the Giants plus the 2.5. I could see your face. I know we have almost all the same
picks. I'm with you on so many freaking games. I'm annoyed.
I was looking into your eyes as I was saying my team's like, oh, no,
I'm with you on almost all of them. It's unbelievable. I love the Chargers in this spot against Tennessee. I mean, this is a hard-bore spot, man. On the road against a terrible team, minus 9.5. He knows, like we just talked about Kansas City, I'll get to that. He knows how Kansas City's playing. He sees how Denver's playing. Harbaugh against a bad team with the way Herbert's playing. I know they're a little banged up. I don't care. What has Tennessee showed at all? They are getting annihilated in every one of these games. I know the number's high at 9.5. I don't care. Give me the Chargers at Tennessee minus 9.5. And I've talked to you about this. I've picked Detroit a lot in these big spots. I love this team, especially at home in that building against a Minnesota team that this defense, their run defense is bottom 10 in the league. Going up against this Detroit team with their run game, like, this defense has not been the same as last year, and it's J.J. McCarthy returning. Like, I'm totally with you. This is a rookie quarterback, practically. Like, I have no idea what this offense is going to look like with him. And the Lions beat up on bad teams, a divisional game. They're going to look to run up the score. I think this is my favorite one of the week. I love Detroit minus 8.5. The game we don't agree on is I'm going to take Houston at home against Denver minus 1.5. I think Houston played really well last week. And I know a lot of talk about the Denver defense, right, who is missing Patrick Surtain in this game, which is a huge, huge thing. You got Collins and Kirk both coming back. I think they've started to find their offense a little bit. And it's going to help not to have Patrick Surtain. And we talk about it. And I know the Niners haven't been as hurt by Warner. We saw it a little bit last week. But Patrick Surtain, he is so incredibly important to what Denver does. And if he's going to miss this game, I just think they're in trouble. And nobody's talking about it. We talk about the Denver defense. We talk about maybe Seattle's defense, Cleveland's defense, particularly at home. Have you seen what Houston's defense is doing? Houston's defense is quite possibly the best defense in the NFL right now. They've been playing great. Bo Nix, they're on a winning streak. It's tough to win this many games. They're coming off behind wins. They're coming off a blowout win. Like, I just think this is the right spot to fade this Denver team against the Houston team that's getting healthy in the passing game, adding Collins and Kirk back against the Surtain-less Denver defense coming off all of these wins. I just think it's a good spot for Houston. And then we get to Kansas City and Buffalo. So give me, again, Houston at home, -1.5 over the Denver Broncos. And then Kansas City and Buffalo, I'm totally with you. I know you don't get Allen a dog at home very much. I think it's only 5 times outside of his rookie season, and the only one they've lost is to Kansas City. But I just think this Chiefs team is absolutely on a run. Like, the minute Rice came back, he fell right back in line, multiple touchdowns. Like, they are complete. I agree with you. They are a better version than what we even saw last year of a Super Bowl team. Buffalo's passing attack feels a little off to me. I agree with you. The Atlanta game was very troubling in how that went down. I was watching something on them and talking about Coleman and how little separation the wide receivers are getting in Buffalo. And I know how great the running back is, and he's a dynamic force, and Cook has had this incredible season, huge game last week. They're able to run the football a little bit, but against this Chiefs defense that knows them so well, and you talk about it, this is a playoff game. I mean, it really is. Both of them in second place in their division. They both desperately need it. The Patriots are, you know, having a great season and playing a really weak schedule. Buffalo needs it. Kansas City needs it. I just think that in those moments, I'll take Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs team that is surging in the right direction. So give me Kansas City on the road in Buffalo, getting 1.5. And then I think I'm going to break my streak, because I am all in on Brian Daboll and winning games. And I agree. I'm going to take the Giants plus the 2.5. I know it's going against my Colonel Mustard.
Mustard's last stand.
I'm going to break it here. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to break it here. I was thinking about it, especially because you took them. But I just think the Giants, this is a winnable football game. I do, and I think there's so much going on right now. I think we're going to find out. I think he's going to get this team to respond from the Scadaboo injury. I think they're going to find ways. And again, this defense, you look at the way they played last week, I just think you can't deny the fact that Warner is a huge hit for this defense. I think they can still run the ball, the Giants. I think they can keep it close. You're going up against Mac Jones. Find a way to get pressure. I think this is the game, after all the noise, that we see Dexter Lawrence emerge here. I think the Giants are going to win the game outright. I really do. I think the Giants are going to win the game outright. So give me the Giants -2.5 at home against the Niners. So I got the Chargers, Detroit, Houston, Kansas City, and the Giants for week 9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down.
Go, let's take a chance. 402. That's what this whole thing is about, right? We're all taking a chance. This is where we take 3 underdogs and parlay them together. The take a chance parlay. Fleegs has hit it once this year. I have hit it twice. Let's take a chance. Where are we going? To be totally honest with you, like, there's not a ton. Like, this was...
They weren't last week either. I know. Listen, credit to you last week. You didn't hit the parlay, but you did have the biggest outright underdog winner.
Yeah.
In the Jets.
In the Jets, I did. I had the biggest... That's right. I took the Jets. I did. That's right. I forgot about that. I knew I didn't hit it. I forgot who I took. But yes, that's right. I took the Jets. This week...
Yeah, your other two teams got blown out, but yes. the Jets makes up for at least one of them.
Yeah, it makes up for one of them. Like this one, I wouldn't be surprised if we have the exact same parlay, but we'll see. Where are you going?
I was thinking about that too, because there's really only like five games you can go with, and so all my lines are three or lower, but I'm not giving you either of the 1.5s. So game number one, I have the Giants in the picks. You know, one thing we talked about off air, we both forgot to say in the pick segment, Jackson Dart hasn't lost a home game yet.
It's true.
So maybe there is some advantage for him in MetLife.
Quality teams.
Right, two playoff teams. Assuming.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
absolutely.
One the defending Super Bowl champs. So, give me the Giants plus 2.5. This one, if I had to put another underdog in the regular picks, I was leaning towards this team. Give me the Raiders plus 3 against the Jaguars. I mean, the Raiders are horrible. Like, this is a hold your nose, don't watch the game, hope for the best kind of pick. The Jaguars have been shaky, and with the Raiders, I'm really betting on here, if they get Brock Bowers back, and it looks like that could happen this Sunday, then maybe they just give you one good game. If Geno Smith can just avoid throwing the ball to the wrong team for 60 minutes on Sunday, then the Raiders, I think, are alive in this game. And then the third one, I almost feel bad because I know you're including this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Daniel Jones, he can't win every game, right? He's going to go into Heinz Field and beat the Steelers in a game that the Steelers now really need. You know, we talked about it. The Ravens are back as favorites to win the AFC North. They're minus 145. Yep. The Steelers, it looked like 2 weeks ago, could coast to winning the division. Then they had the bad Thursday night loss against the Bengals. The Packers loss is more acceptable. That's a very good football team, a Super Bowl contender. But right now, they're all of a sudden at risk of falling back to 500. Maybe last week when we thought it was the Mike Tomlin, you know, motivational spot to get that team up to win a game, maybe we were just a week early. I hope we were just a week early. And it wasn't against the Packers because of the Aaron Rodgers revenge game. It's now against the team with the best record in the AFC and the NFL entirely. And we get that this week. So the Steelers plus 3 against the juggernaut Indianapolis Colts led by Daniel Jones.
Yeah, we have the exact same three. So I can't get off pit. So I'll take.
Problem is that the 2 1.5 pit numbers
I
go
went against.
And I would be on the side. Like, if I had to pick that game, I would take the Texans too, not the Broncos.
I'll take the Cardinals because if there's a chance that if he plays, this Cowboy defense is so bad. I do agree with you. I think they're going to win the game. I like it as a pick. It was right there on the borderline between it was Pitt, Dallas, and Houston for my final pick. I went with Houston. But I'll take a chance that there's a turnover or something, or that Cardinals team can find a way to score, because this Dallas Cowboys team, the defense is atrocious. So I'll take a chance with the Cardinals, but I agree with you. I picked the Giants. We went through that. And yeah, I'm with you on Pitt. You know how I feel? I'm getting points at home. Mike Tomlin and one of the great quarterbacks ever. Like, last week it failed us, or failed me, against Green Bay. I'm going to take the odds that it doesn't fail twice. Like, this is just a Tomlin spot. Traditionally, I have hit this forever. But let's be honest, it's been a couple years since those numbers have really played out the way I expected them to, or the way they have for years. A lot of those statistics that tell you to take Tomlin at home as a dog of 3 points or more are built on years prior. But I still just think this is, I'm with you. If they could just stop the run, I still find it hard to think that Daniel Jones is just going to win all these games. Eventually, they are going to stub their toe. It's a tough place to go play. They're coming off a brutal loss where they were completely outplayed in the second half by Green Bay. I think they stiffen up. And for back-to-back home games to lose, I just think this is a tough spot for the Colts. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. So give me the Giants, Steelers, Cardinals for the take a chance probably, just because we can't have the same thing.
And it's a weird week because some of the other low spreads, you know, the Bears only a 2.5 favorite over the Bengals, but we don't know about the status of Joe Flacco.
Yeah,
and
I don't
his
know the
shoulder.
Quarterback, yeah.
The Commanders getting 3 points at home against the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know for sure about Jaden Daniels, so not a lot of great underdogs on the board.
No. There's not even like a legit take a chance. Like, if that game was in Atlanta, I'm looking for the time to fade the Patriots, because I feel the same way about the Patriots that we talk about with the Colts too. I mean, they're playing great football, well coached. May is playing unbelievably well. are they really going to roll off all these? Like, they're going to stub their toe and have a bad game, too. And I thought this Falcons team was trending in the right direction. The last 2 weeks have been dreadful. Penix is coming back. But on the road, he has looked awful. And especially outside in the elements, he has looked particularly awful. If that game was at home, obviously it wouldn't be the same spread. But I would have taken a chance there.
Yeah, my brain says Falcons there. Yeah. But they did me really dirty last week in other pools, in Survivor. So yeah. I'm done with that team for a while.
No, I agree with you. I've had a bad read on the Falcons over the last 3 weeks. To me, it does. I want to take the Falcons at +5.5, but I'm going to stay away from it. I'm with you. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's an interesting week in the NFL. A lot of big spreads yet again. A couple of really interesting games, a couple of ugly games. Pittsburgh and Colts, I think, is an interesting game. Obviously, Chiefs and Bills are going to be the big game of the week. No McLaurin, that was another one, maybe Washington, but with no McLaurin against this Seattle team that travels so well. I know it's going on the road across the country, but this Seattle team has been excellent on the road. They've been great. And with no Terry McLaurin, I don't know what other weapons Jaden Daniels has. I mean, Deebo Samuel looks bad. He looks slow. And Jaden Daniels dealing with a knee injury, that's a tough game to go against, too. So that'll be an interesting one on Sunday night, and then the Monday night game as well should be interesting. But then there are some real ugly ones. Saints-Rams, 14.5. Bengals-Bears, Tennessee and Chargers. We'll see. A lot of high spreads, but should be a good week. Probably tease both the Chargers and the Detroit will probably be my best. I do like the tease. I'll probably just
Money line parlay. You know, Lions, mm-hmm. Chargers, Packers, Rams. Who messes that one up?
One more time.
Money line parlay.
Yeah.
Lions, Packers, Chargers, Rams. Who messes that up?
Lions, Packers, Chargers, Rams. If I had to pick one, Packers.
It's a little bit of a sandwich spot for
Young
them. They have the Eagles next Monday night.
Yeah, they have the Eagles next Monday night. And I think this team is a team that plays down to its competition. I think they've had some ugly games this year. They haven't been a dominant team that we thought they were going to be after 2 weeks. I just like the other game so much that I don't think the Packers are going to lose, but that would be my guess there. The Lions are my favorite. I think the Lions roll this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.